Hey guys, welcome to episode number 39 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How is your fashion business? Thank you for joining me here today. If you don't know me, my name is Sandra and I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, please send them to us, info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is GITANA styling.com. Okay. You know, you can always chat with me inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. Okay. In there, we host events, we share ideas, we answer questions. So if you want a community to support you in your journey, please join us there. I'll make sure to leave links below. Okay. Remember also that we have an Etsy store where you can find workbooks and planners to, you know, get organized in your fashion business. And we also have an online program where you get coached by me for 10 weeks and get organized in every area of your business, which is the Fashion Business Online Incubator, which we actually have a promotion right now, which I'll leave the link below as well, so you can get a coupon and you can pay $165 for the whole package, which is an amazing deal. Okay, so thank you guys for hanging out with me today. Today is episode 39, like I mentioned, and this one is gonna be a little shorter. And it's going to be more on the woo-woo side, more inspirational side, because, I heard this message from someone and I wanted to share it with you because I feel it applies so much to us in our fashion entrepreneurial journey. So, let me share my experience with you. So, I was listening to Catherine Senkina. I don't know if you know her. She is the manifestation babe. She talks about manifestation and she has amazing programs and she creates amazing content. She has a great podcast as well. And, I listen from her content from time to time. And, you know, I love her energy. And she was talking about the unknown, okay? In the process of manifestation, she was talking about the unknown, that time where you don't know what's gonna happen and you know, there's not a step-by-step guide, right, to follow. And she was talking about how we need to reframe, okay, our minds and think about it's not scary, it's not nerve-wracking. By the contrary, you should be excited, it should be fun, it should be something that you're looking forward to, which in our society is the total opposite, right? When we're in that period of waiting for something to hatch, to happen, right? Or we're in a place in our lives where we don't know what's next or something like that, or what's gonna happen with this project or whatever, right? We tend to think the worst and we tend to, you know, get anxious and that just brings, you know, delays and problems and all of that. And I think this is so true for the fashion entrepreneurial journey as well, right? We as entrepreneurs are constantly creating and we're constantly manifesting, right? Because we're creating things from scratch, things that don't exist. We create products, we create programs, we create, these are ideas that we have that come from our creativity, right? We have sparks of creativity the whole time. We're gonna create this product, we're gonna design this dress, we're gonna, right? Everything comes from the unknown, right? And then we translate it and turn it into a product or a project or a program or whatever it may be, right? And so really, technically, we are manifesting, right? We are turning that thing that it's in the unknown that comes from somewhere out there into this reality, right? And I think this is such a profound shift that we can all make. And that's why I wanted to share with you, because she's talking about, you know, creating your dream life and, you know, bringing abundance in or whatever you're focusing on, bringing your car or your, you know, manifesting your couple or whatever it is, right? But we can definitely apply her expertise and her knowledge into our fashion business journey, right? Because I always believe that if we have a positive attitude and we're working hard and we're really paying attention to what's happening and learning from our mistakes and our highs and our lows, there's no way we're not gonna achieve success, right? And there's also that thought that, you know, we've heard from many people that say, you know, if you had the dream, it's because it's yours, right? If you had the dream, if it came to you, if that idea came to you, if that project came to you, it's because it's in you to make it happen. You're not gonna just have an idea to be frustrated about it, right? And what holds people back is the fear of not knowing how that idea is going to go, where are the resources gonna come, what are the steps to get there. And I always tell people, you know, I am here to share with you advice, to share my journey with you, to share with you what has worked for me, but what has worked for me is not going to be exactly the same for you. So when I put together a class or when I put together a program or, you know, all the workbooks and planners that we share, I tell you all the time, like, hey, this is, you know, what has worked for me. And this is the best way I know how to do this, but be open to what comes to you. Be open to what feels comfortable to you. Be open to what ideas come to you, because if you combine this with that, then you're gonna make it happen. You can't just follow what I say, you know, step by step, and it's just gonna happen, which, you know, a lot of gurus tell you, like, hey, you have to do this way, you have to do that way. And you know, a lot of people, you know, implement all that and then nothing happens. And what's that's lacking is you. Right? The element, your own experience, your own twist to it, your own take on it, and the whole universe and all the things happening around you that are just for you. And I tell you this because sometimes, you know, we have a plan, and I'm all about planning, right? My whole business, everything is about planning. But I always, like I said, give you that flexibility and give you that open-mindedness of, like, you know, see what's happening, see what's coming to you, see what feels right. Right? Because that is the magic. That is the secret sauce. That is the recipe, right? To make it successful. Sometimes, you know, we accomplish a goal or we accomplish a dream, and then we look back and see, you know, how did I make this happen? And there's so many circumstances and twists and turns that we couldn't have predicted or that couldn't have been in the plan. Right? You meet a certain person, you sign up for a certain program, you make a tweak in your sales page, and then everything happens. And that only comes to you if you're in the right mindset, if you are, you know, open to listening to the signs happening around you, if you're open to new opportunities, right? So I just want to remind you, right, that first, you can find joy in the process. Just, you know, like she says, reframe it and have fun and be excited and look forward to what's gonna happen, right? Have joy in the process. Like they say, it's a journey. It's not about just, you know, the thing, because when the thing gets there, you know, you're up to the next. You're like, okay, what's next, right? So the only thing that you're actually gonna enjoy is the journey there, right? And make it fun. Make it exciting, make it a game, right? And you know, rest in the idea of, like, you know, if I'm working hard and I'm really present and I have a great attitude and I have a great mindset, I'm gonna attract the right things to me, the right opportunities, I'm gonna notice them, and it's just gonna be even more wonderful than what I expected, right? So joy in the process, reframing, right? And, you know, flexibility, just, you know, have that plan, but be flexible, be willing to change things around if you notice that something needs, you know, to be tweaked, if something needs to change, if you get insight about something and you're like, oh, I see that now, if I change this is gonna make it happen, okay? And don't be so stuck to the step-by-step, have that open mentality, have that joy, right? And you know, try things, test things, okay, to get to that goal of yours, okay? So yeah, I just wanted to share this with you because, again, you know, we are manifesting, right? We're manifesting our businesses, we're manifesting our clients, we're manifesting abundance, we are manifesting our beautiful vision of our world, right? And the only way to make this happen, right, is to, yes, work hard and sign up for the programs and listen to the gurus, but also following our own, right, intuition, our own guidance system to make it happen and have fun along the way, right? So I just wanted to share this message with you guys today. I hope that you find it helpful. Let me know how listening to your intuition has helped you in the past, how listening to, you know, being aware of what's happening and changing things around has helped you. And if you agree with this new, you know, idea or vision or reframing of, you know, being excited instead of fearful and doubtful and worry, you know, about what's going on and what you are creating and making happen in your business. So yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. Let me know what you think. And please, if you like this episode, like, share, subscribe, right? So more people, listen to it. And thank you. Thank you for hanging out with me today. And I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay. Bye, guys.